I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, this Sunday could mark a sea change in a long-held fishing regulation in West Virginia. I'll tell you more about it coming up right after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. The Natural Resources Commission will meet Sunday at Chief Logan State Park in Logan County, and there they'll take up a proposal from the DNR Wildlife suggesting an end to the long-held restriction of catch and release on black bass at Stonewall Jackson Lake.
It's been a great bass fishery, and we don't want people to get the impression that something's wrong with the bass fishery there, it's not good anymore, but we have found out that, you know, there's just not as many big fish as there was, so we figured that regulation isn't really doing what it was intended to do anymore. So it's 25 years later, so we thought it would be time for anglers to keep a few of those bass and still have the opportunity to catch some big bass.
That is fisheries biologist Jim Walker, who says the restriction, which has been in place for the past 25 years, ever since the lake was flooded, has reached a point of diminishing returns. Walker said they found the length and the weight of the average fish being caught at Stonewall has started to differ from what it should be.
Still some big fish coming out of there, and like I said at the beginning of the conversation, I don't want you to think it's a gloom and doom picture. We know there's some big fish in there still, and that's why we're proposing the 18-inch length limit. But we have seen signs of the size of a lot of those fish being lighter than they should be. You know, it's called a relative weight factor. A fish of a certain length should weigh a certain amount. But at Stonewall, that weight is diminishing and has been for a few years, which means it's probably a prey or stunted situation
now
going
the,
on.
The proposal would limit an angler to 6 bass out of Stonewall, and of those, only one could be over 18 inches. In addition to the bass regs, there's also a muskie regulation up for approval at Stonewall, requiring any muskie to be 52 inches or longer before you could keep it.
Stonewall's a pretty unique reservoir. It's our largest reservoir that holds those muskies, and we stock them in there annually, and there has been records of fish over 50 inches caught. So we thought if there's one spot in the state that could produce a fish 52 inches, it's Stonewall Jackson.
Natural Resources Commission will meet Sunday to issue a final decision on those two regulations. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.